associate pastor has come, Brother Robert. He's going to read, if you turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 11 through 17, Brother Robert's going to come and read the scriptures and pray, and then I'll come and speak to you. Brother Robert, would you come?
Thank you all for that participated in the giving of the gifts to the children this morning from the entire junior church department. I want to say thank you.
Yes.
We had several precious souls trust Christ this morning that came for a gift. But if you will, Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, the Bible says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one unto another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told of them concerning this child." Let's ask the Lord's blessing on His service. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the Christmas story. Father, thank You for the most wonderful story that has ever been told. Thank You, Lord, for loving us enough to send us a Savior. Now we pray, dear Lord, in these minutes that we have, please bless pastor as he brings the Word of God. I pray that each person, Lord, their heart would be quieted before You, and Father, they would receive of the truth that You have for them this night. And Father, we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank you, Brother Robert. What a wonderful passage of Scripture.
Amen.
What a wonderful truth for all the world to behold and to have. The Christmas story told over and over and over, down through the years, for almost 2,000 years now or more, the story's been told that in Bethlehem's manger, a virgin gave birth to a baby called Jesus, called Emmanuel, which means God with us. The Christmas story is this. Here's the Christmas story. A Savior was born for you.
Amen.
So it said there in verse 11, it says, "For unto you, verse 11, is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ." Like I told this morning, it wasn't Buddha, it wasn't Allah. No, God said which one it was, because it really matters. See, not everybody's going to heaven.
Amen.
It really does matter who you put your faith in.
Amen.
Buddha won't get you to heaven.
Right.
Muhammad won't get you to heaven.
Right.
Allah won't get you to heaven. By the way, see, you know what this makes the Christianity distinction about Christianity? All these other false gods, they're still in the grave.
Yeah.
But Brother Coolidge, our God, our Savior, He's alive.
Yeah.
The third day, just like He said He would, He arose. Amen?
Amen?
He's in heaven right now looking down, and one day, I believe, soon to come back for us, for those who have faith in Him. The Christmas story, the wonderful story that a Savior was born for you. Not only was He born for you, but the Bible says He was born for all people. No matter red and yellow, black and white, they're all special in God's sight.
Amen.
You know, the shepherds that Brother Robert read, the angels heralded the birth of Christ, and the shepherds came and the angels came to the shepherds and told them about the birth of Christ, and the shepherds responded to what they heard about the birth of Jesus.
Amen.
If you notice in verse 15, and Brother Robert read it, they said, "Let us now," in verse 15, "let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass." The Christ child had been born. But they said, "Let us now go even right now." In other words, they responded, Brother Robert, they responded to the message that they heard.
Amen.
They didn't delay. They didn't doubt. They didn't dismiss it. They didn't put it off. They responded, Brother Rod, immediately to the angels of the story that a Savior was born for them.
Amen.
I'm glad not only was He born for those shepherds, but He was born for every one of you today too. Listen, it's not enough just to know about the birth of Jesus. I've been preaching Christmas messages for about the last 5 weeks. I really have. And I think people don't get it. I love Christmas. But I think many people celebrate Christmas and never get the Christ of Christmas. Because if you don't have Christ, you don't have Christmas. And because Christmas is all about Christ, and we have Christmas because of Christ. It's not enough just to know about the birth of Christ. Every person, as those shepherds did, must make a personal, they must respond in a personal way to the truth that was given to them. Those shepherds, they didn't delay. They went to see Jesus. And think with me now. The shepherds saw Jesus. They literally saw him with their eyes. The shepherds met Jesus. They met him personally. Wasn't a figment of their imagination. They beheld him. They saw him. And by the way, I think all babies make little noises. I believe they heard that whatever voice Jesus might have made, they heard the voice of God.
Amen.
And it's a good possibility they might have even touched Christ. Maybe they held him. I know in 1 John 1:1, the Apostle John said about the disciples, our hands, he records, our hands have handled the word of life, referring to Jesus Christ. Now the shepherds received Jesus into their hearts and their lives as their personal Savior. And as they left, if you know, the shepherds, and verse 18 said, all that they heard, it wondered at what those things which were told them by the shepherds. They went out telling people about Christ.
Amen.
And verse 20, and the shepherds returned glory. Look at verse 20. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they heard and seen. They saw the Savior. They literally saw him face to face. They heard the glad tidings. I'm going to tell you, and they were so overwhelmed by it, they wanted the world to know about it.
Amen.
You see, I'm not ashamed of Christmas.
Amen.
I don't want Xmas. I want Christmas.
Amen.
And I tell you right now, I'm thankful for the Savior that came down and was willing to take my place and suffer and die for me on Calvary's cross.
Amen.
So I could have sins forgiven. I noted this. The shepherds received Christ in their heart as their Savior after they went and saw him. And when they heard about him, here's the thing. They made a decision to receive their Savior. See, everybody knows about Christ, but everyone has to make that decision. Will you respond to what you hear? I got, hey, listen, think about this. Those shepherds, Tawny, are in heaven right now. Those shepherds that you just read about, that Brother Robert just read to you, they are in heaven right now as I'm preaching. Man, I bet they're glad they made the right decision that night. Think about it. Amen? Now, think with me now just for one moment. I promise I'll be done in 5 minutes. Think with me for one moment. Think. Where the shepherds are today, they're in heaven. But what if the shepherds would not have heard? And what if they did nothing about what they heard? And what good would the birth of Jesus done if they would not have responded to what they heard? Are you with me? Had they not taken advantage of what the birth of Christ being born for them, and they, if they would have ignored the birth of Christ, then the birth of Christ would have done no, they wouldn't have done them any good.
That's right.
See, the birth of Christ only helps souls who receive it.
Amen.
See, God gave a gift, and everyone needs to receive it, but if you don't receive it, the gift doesn't do you any good.
Yeah,
think about this, Brother Brian. If they did not go to see Jesus, they did not touch him or hear him or receive him as their Savior, they'd have lived their whole life without Christ, they'd have died without Christ, and they'd have went out in eternity without Christ. And anyone who goes out in eternity without Christ, they'd go to hell, because there is a heaven, there is a hell, and that's why Jesus came, to take us to heaven.
Amen.
And to save us from hell. Now, people say, well, God loves us too much, he'd never send anyone to hell. God never did send anybody to hell. They sent himself to hell because they reject his love. He made a way. Now notice, if they would not have personally accepted Christ as their personal Savior, what good would the birth of Christ avail them? It wouldn't avail them anything. Now listen, they would have forfeited the gift of God. If they would have refused and rejected the Christ that was born for them, Brother Carey, they would have forfeited and and rejected the gift that God gave them. I want to close with these last thoughts. And I'm going to close with the illustrations. First of all, what good is a fire extinguisher in a fire if you don't use it? We have these all through the church. We have them on our buses. And Deacon, wherever you got this, put it after church, take it back, okay? But if a fire started over there by you and Tawny and Debbie and Tom, it would behoove us to take this and put it out. But if the fire started, and Brother Jack, we had this fire extinguisher, but we didn't use it. We didn't apply it. We didn't use it for our benefit. What good would this fire extinguisher be? If a man was starving of hunger, you could tell I'm not. But I'm trying to give you those. If a man was starving, he was dying. He was dying of hunger, and he had a loaf of bread, and he died of starvation, and he had a loaf of bread, what good would that bread have done if he doesn't eat it? I mean, it's there, but he doesn't eat it. It's amazing. The Bible says Jesus was the manna that came down from heaven, and those that take of him will live forever. What good would it do a person if they're very thirsty? Say a man's dying of thirst. He's literally on the brink of dying because of thirst. He has a full cup of water, yet he doesn't drink it. What good does a cup of water do a dying, thirsty man if he doesn't drink it? Now, I said that for one reason. What good's a Savior in a manger if you never come and receive Him? You see, He's there. He's there for the free taking. He cries out from heaven, "Come, come, come unto me, all you the heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come on, whosoever will may come." And the Spirit and the bride said, "Come." And let him that thirst come. And whosoever will by the drink of life, come. And if you'll just come and receive, like the shepherds, they heard, they responded, and they received.
Amen.
And that's why Christmas is so important, because all over the world today, tomorrow, great celebration of Christ will be going on. But how many really have really seen the Christ? Have really drank? By the way, Jesus said, "I'm the living water. If you drink of me, you'll never thirst again."
Amen.
How many have the bread of life? They know, yet they've never taken it. I believe the majority of the world, God's heart must break. He sent a son, born of a virgin, so he could die for our sins. Went to Calvary's cross from 9 a.m. to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 hours. God made man on the sixth day. For 6 hours, Jesus suffered on the cross in agony. And there God punished him for all our sins. Scripture says that Jesus was the just that died for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God. But we see Jesus, Hebrews 2:9, who is made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. But God commended his love towards us, and that while we are sinners, Christ died for us. Last scripture. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And what I want to proclaim to you on this Christmas Eve is this. I don't care if you're young or old. listen, you might have heard about the story of Christ, but if you've never come like the disciples, like the shepherds did, and received them, ask them into your heart, I'm not talking about eating something, I'm talking about literally receiving them by faith into your heart. You aren't going to heaven. It's not being a Baptist, a Catholic, or a Lutheran, a Presbyterian. Listen, it's not religion that gets a man to heaven. Salvation's not in religion. Salvation's in a personal Savior. Make sure. And God is, around 2,000 years ago, God sent that Savior down. I wish the world would know it, Brother Carey. They sing about it, they do everything about it, but they go by him. They go, like I preached this morning, he's out, but they go by him not even knowing he's there. I pray if you've never received him, that you do it tonight. I close with this question. What have you done with Jesus? By the way, when a person dies, you know what the most important question that could be asked about that person's life? His or hers? When Coolidge's mama died, I was so happy and honored to preach her funeral. She was a Christian. See, the greatest thing that you can ask about a person's life when they die is, what did they do with Jesus? Because what, by the way, what you do with Jesus in this life determines where you go in the next life. And there is eternity in heaven, there is eternity in hell, and that's why Christ came, so you could receive Him, take of Him, trust in Him, put your faith in Him, so you can have eternal life through Him. Amen. I close with this question. What have you done with Jesus? What have you done with Jesus? Have you received Him as your Savior, or have you put Him off? What will you do with Jesus? Will you receive Him as your Savior, or will you reject Him and disregard? Some today, there are people here today, some received Him this morning, some rejected. Jesus, I close with this statement. Jesus was born for you. He was. He was born for you. What will you do with the Savior? And what have you done with the Savior that came for you? Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. I wonder, with their heads bowed and their eyes closed, how many could say truthfully, Pastor, there was a day I saw myself in need of a Savior. I saw myself a lost sinner, and I realized Christ died for me, and I realized He arose, and I realized He came for me. And I, by the best way I could, I asked Christ to come into my heart and save my soul. And I know if I died, I'd go to heaven because I trusted Christ. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Thank you. You may put them down. God bless you for all being honest. Some could raise, some couldn't. Let me pray for you that couldn't. Maybe you're here and you say, Pastor, I'll be honest with you. I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I would sure like to know, preacher, when I die, I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me? Just raise your hand. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. But would you include me in that prayer, Pastor? I'd really like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. Just raise your hand and put it back down. Who? Yes, God bless you, sir. I see that. Who else? Who else? Who else? Yes, I see that hand. God bless you. Who? Yes, sir. I see that hand. God bless you. God bless you. And now God saw those hands. Yes, I see that hand. God bless you. Who else? Preacher, include me in that prayer. I'd like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven tonight. I realize it's not just knowing about Jesus. You got to ask Him in your heart, and I need to do that. Pray for me, because I want Him to be my Savior. Heavenly Father, help these dear ones to receive You as Savior. Oh God, let them see Christ. Let them see He loves them, and He was born for them, and He rose again for them and died for them. And Lord, that He loves them and wants them to be in heaven with Him. Please, Father, let them see their need for the Savior, the Son of God. Lord, I saw either three or four, five hands probably might have went up. Some adults, some children. Some men, some women, some boys, some girls. Lord, there might have been many that also wanted to raise their hand but couldn't. I pray for every one of them. I pray for every one of them that they would know Christ as their Savior tonight. And they wouldn't leave here without knowing Christ. And they would really get God's Christmas gift. And see, it doesn't do them any good to know about Christ. He's only a Savior to those who receive Him. The fire extinguisher is only good for those who receive it, use it. The bread of life and the water of eternal life is only good unless you take it. Help them to take it tonight. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. We're going to stand. We're going to sing one verse. If you'd like to come. Christians, you might just want to come and pray. I don't know. It's ever on your heart. But if you'd like to come for any reason, what page are you on, Brother David? 375. You come as he sings. Praying. I'm going to keep this minute, honey. We're going to keep playing though. Some of you raised your hand. Maybe you'd like to come forward. I've got preachers here that will show you how to get saved. They'll take the Bible and show you how you can get saved tonight. Just come forward. Come forward and trust Christ tonight. Say, Pastor Skyver, I'd like to make Jesus my Savior. I'd like to take God's Christmas gift. Man, listen, there's going to be so many Christmas gifts given out tomorrow, but all the Christmas gifts, Ruthie, and they're not going to have the gift that really counts. Christ. Brother Carey, they can have all the gifts of the world, but if they don't have Christ, they've got nothing. You can have no gifts, but if you have Christ, you have everything. You see, that's why He came. Tomorrow, you're going to get gifts. You're going to open them up. Open up your heart to God's gift. Say, Jesus, I believe You came for me. Be my Savior. If you do that, He'll come in. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Preachers, be ready. People will come. Then you show them how to lead. Go to Christ. Sing a verse, Dave. You come right now. Why don't you come right now? Step out of your seat. You take one step. God will take the rest. You come. Just come right now. You come. My son down, would you take him? You've been singing about him for years. You've been sending Christmas cards for years. But you've never taken him. And he's what the whole holiday, it's actually a holy day. So many people are missing it. They don't receive. Listen, salvation is nothing. You don't work for it. It's given to you. It's free. It's a free gift. God says, no, I'm going to be good enough. No, you can't ever be good enough. I'm going to pray with you. We're going to leave. I want to give. I'm so thankful for your mama. You didn't get one of those this morning. Amen. They're good too. I'm glad you came. By the way, I quit. It's a little after 7, but I did quit preaching about 1 minute before 7. I did. But I'm not apologizing. Listen, there's people here. They need to be saved. We ought to be more worried about eternal, they're going to live forever and ever and ever. You're worried about some stupid program on TV. I'm not, are you? But I did keep my word. I did quit preaching at 7 o'clock. I did. About 1 minute off. Invitation's extra. It's like an IGA coupon. It's a little extra bit. I'm glad you came tonight. Before we leave, I want to do this. And I've been doing this a lot lately, and I don't know why, but for some reason, I think sometimes those that are not accustomed to hearing. We've had 5 weeks in a row, Rob, because you're with the kids. We've had 6 weeks in a row, I think, now, that I've led people in prayer from here. And we've had someone trust Christ every single, and I'm talking about adults. Because sometimes TV people are just too scared to go forward. I want every head bowed and every eye closed, and we're going to go after this. And I'm not going to come to you. But I want to say this to you, to all of you. If you'd like to know today, before you leave, you'd go to heaven when you die. And you believe Jesus really came for you and died for you and rose. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And if you say this prayer and you mean it from your heart, for you, not for preacher, if you mean it for you, God will actually save you right now, right where you're at. He saved me from an old green couch. I wasn't in church when I got saved. Say this prayer, dear Jesus, if you want to be saved. You know, there was 4 or 5 hands, and I bet you there was more than that wanted, and they were reluctant to raise their hands. If you'd like to know when you really die, I'm really serious about this before we leave. Christ is all about Christmas. He's the reason for Christmas, and He wants to come in your heart right now. You could say this prayer, dear Jesus, I believe you were born for me in Bethlehem's manger. I believe you died for me. I believe you arose that third day. Jesus, with the best way I can, with the faith I have, I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. Take me to heaven, Jesus, when I die. And Jesus, save my soul from hell. Lord, I'm asking you right now, by faith, to save my soul and to be my Savior. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. No one looking around. We're going to leave in just 1 minute. I'm just curious. And I won't come to you. I promise I will not. I'm just curious for the Lord's sake. If you just said that prayer and asked God to save you, and you meant it, would you raise your hand? Let me see. Raise it towards heaven. Yes. Yes. Anyone else? Oh, if you didn't say it. By the way, those are hands I never got. Yes, there's one hand that did go up. By the way, there were some hands that went up that I didn't even see during invitation. It's amazing. Don't go to hell. Jesus came so you could go to heaven.
Amen.
He really is real. He's more than a swear word. He loves you. He's the gift of God. Don't lose out on the greatest gift ever given to mankind, the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. I want to tell you all, God bless you. Merry Christmas to you. Let's have a moment of prayer and we'll be dismissed, all right? Our Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful that we could meet tonight. And Lord, I'm so thankful for everyone that came. Oh, some of my friends came, Lord, and it just thrilled my heart to see them. And others. And Father, Lord, it blessed my heart to see every person here. There's not one that wasn't happy over. It just overwhelmed my heart to see the folks come tonight. Thank you for all the singing and the praising and all that we heard. Most of all, we want to thank you for loving us and sending your Son. Lord, thank you for Bethlehem. Thank you for the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thank you for the Son of God that loved us so much that died for us on Calvary. Thank you for raising the third day. And Lord, we know He's in heaven right now looking down. And Lord, I pray for everyone here that never trusted you. Oh God, keep warming their heart. Let them see the Son of God. And Lord, I pray they won't have no rest. God, don't let them sleep tonight. Help them to stay awake till they trust you as their Savior. Holy Spirit, don't give up on them. Love them and draw them to Christ till they say, yes, I'll take Jesus. Lord, please, I don't want them to die and go to hell. I want them to go to heaven with you. So, Lord, Father, please bless each one. And Lord, bless every family here. Lord, bless their homes and watch over them. And Lord, bring the glad tidings and the great tidings and the good tidings of Christ to their home. And may they all rejoice that Jesus was born for them. We'll praise you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Deacons or ushers?